This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Continue our conversation. Former Governor of the State of Alabama, Don Siegelman. Of course, last time we were this close to lottery in the state, this man was governor. And here we are all these years later in 2019. And maybe Governor Siegelman, they get it across the line this time. I mean, what, if you had to buy some chances on this one, what do you think? They pass this or not?
Yeah. I think they do pass it, and I think it becomes reality. I think Alabama has a lottery. And as we discussed in the first segment, there are different forms and different ideas which could, you know, maybe fine-tune it, make it better. I'm for one, identical to the Georgia lottery. But, you know, if Alabama's got so many problems, that the legislature's probably not likely to do that. So the money, you know, we don't know what the money will be spent for, but... as you and I were discussing during the break, most people just want a chance to win a bunch of money. You know, they want to buy, and they're tired of having to send people over to Georgia or Florida or wherever to buy Powerball tickets.
I think that's truth. And talking to people every day about it, I mean, I had, you know, I've stepped in it. I said when this first started, it said it will have some component of schools in it or the children, because it's often that is the spearhead for any lottery effort. Hey, we can pass this because it's going to be good for children. But in this case, I think times have changed enough, and maybe the fact that we're surrounded with these lotteries, that people just say, I don't care. Because, I mean, I guess when they go to Florida and buy a ticket, or Georgia and buy a ticket, or what, in Mississippi, they don't really care what that money's going to in a state. They just want to try to win money.
No, I think people just want to play the lottery. It gives them something to look forward to, and there's a chance, like the Publisher's House sweepstakes, you know. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than winning, but it doesn't matter. You know, you're taking a chance. But my argument is that, you know, if we look down the road at what's best for the people of Alabama, particularly working families, is I would give them a break and provide for free college education, preschool for kids, so working families would have a place to drop their kids off in the morning knowing that they'd be getting a good education, they'd be safe, and the kids would know that if they finish school and stay out of trouble, that they could go to college for free. So, you know, that's why I'm for, you know, tying it down to preschool and scholarships like Georgia does. But I think you are absolutely right that if the legislature puts this on the ballot, it's going to pass regardless of unless they do something really stupid, you know, like saying it's going for legislative salaries or something.
You're still there. We lost the connection?
No.
There we are. All right, great.
Yeah,
I thought we lost you.
Well, you did lose me for a period of time that was out of my control.
You go ahead. Continue.
I think that what I was saying is I think regardless of what the legislature decides the money should be spent on, I think if it passes the legislature and put on the ballot, I think the people of Alabama will approve it.
I would have missed that question if I would have, you know, had to fill in my guess before this ever started. Would the lottery in Alabama, and, you know, we're making assumptions that that it does pass, and probably the All Britain Bill passes, and the CA passes, and of course the lottery infrastructure passes. But I thought it would have to have some component of education. Not that I thought that maybe that's what I believed it needed, but I believed it needed it to pass. But yeah, right now it could be, with the exception, like you said, of salary hikes for legislators, it is going to pass. So the second part of this, and you mentioned it in the first segment, is the administration of a lottery. And now I'm getting into the details, right? That's where the devil is. Because if we Alabamians pass a lottery, constitutional amendment, that we get a lottery, how many people does this add to state government jobs? How much infrastructure and bureaucracy does this add?
Yeah, that's why I think it's again, nobody's asking me other than you, so I don't expect anybody to.
Well, I matter.
Yeah, other than you, my favorite radio announcer down in Mobile. But anyway, the I think that the legislature would be would serve the people better and the lottery better if they would take the commission away from politics. Right now they've got the governor and lieutenant governor and the speaker and other people appointing people to a board which would run the lottery. And, you know, first of all, there's no guarantee that anybody they appointed would know what they were doing. But, you know, we have something called the Alabama Academy of Honor, which is made up largely of businessmen and women who have been extraordinarily successful in life. And I would just turn the lottery commission over to them and let them select the, you know, the 7 members or 9 members of the board that's going to make the best business decisions that could affect the outcome of the lottery. So that's my 2 cents.
No, it's interesting. I haven't heard anybody really delve into, you know, any kind of ideas how you... what voices are heard when it comes to, say, we have the lottery, well, then what does it look like? What does it do going forward? You know, where does it... Because things like this change. You look at some of these lotteries, and Florida's lottery, it has changed in the rules surrounding where the money goes and different things over time. They set one kind of lottery up, and they tweak it. And I don't know if it's every legislative session, but they've tweaked it over the years.
Yeah, and that's again, you're getting back to my point where we may have some disagreement, but if you earmark the money in the constitutional amendment that's approved by the people, earmark it for scholarships and pre-K, then nobody can mess with it except for the people. The legislature can't go in and tweak it. They can't go in and take money away from education and give it to prisons or give themselves a pay hike. So, and, you know, here you're talking to a guy that really isn't for a lottery, but I'm for it because I wanted to help working families and the children of Alabama. But assuming that you're just for a lottery, you still need to anticipate opposition. And if I were running a campaign against this lottery as it's projected to pass now, I would say, you know, the legislature can use the money to raise their own salaries. They can spend it on air conditioning prisons and giving them color TVs. Yeah, you know, they can. They're allowing a political group to run the lottery. So I would, if I were giving advice to the legislature, which I'm not, we're just talking, but I would say, try to, one, take the commission out of the hands of politicians and put it in the hands of the businessmen and women who've been honored by the Alabama Academy of Honor. And that way you take away that one argument that it's going to be a bunch of politicians deciding where the money is going and how the money is going to be spent and what kind of games you're going to have. And then, of course, you know, that how the money is going to be spent, you can neutralize that by earmarking it for a worthy cause. But that's not, you and I both agree, that's not likely going to happen.
That's right. But I got to tell you this. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. We'll have to talk about this more in the future. Governor Don Siegelman joining us here on Midday Mobile. We'll do it again soon.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. And we got to go. Paul Feinbaum Show is on the way next. Be back tomorrow morning for Mobile Morning starting at 6 here at FM Talk 106.5. Big thank you to Ben for bringing us sandwiches and cake by for 10 years of FM Talk 106.5. I even see my friend Kelly out in the lobby, so I got some stuff to do while Feinbaum plays. Y'all have a great one.